Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by, Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady.
Oh, there was 7 years ago tonight in Minnesota, February 4, 2018. Brandon Graham makes the play to seal the Super Bowl. Welcome back. Midday Show live from Radio Row in New Orleans. That's a great Merrill call. Merrill and Mike on the call there. The BG strip sack. It's you. That was the kind of game where they needed one play out of their defense because their offense was so ridiculous that night. But they... Man, Tom Brady moved the football for 3 hours on them. They needed to make one play.
And they made it.
BG made it.
Yeah, and it was huge, man. And I was jumping up and down. I was happy for him. I was happy for the win. And we finally got a Super Bowl, man. That was crazy.
It was. And here they are again trying to win another this weekend, this time against the guy that might be coming the GOAT and taking that mantle for Brady, Patrick Mahomes. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's take a phone call here. And then we'll play some of what went on in media night last night, including – BG talking about a play like that that they might need coming up on Sunday. Let's talk to Charles in Blue Bell. What's up, Charles?
All right, what's up, guys?
Charles, great, how great, you doing,
great,
buddy?
Great show. And Hugh, I know you said earlier that you got sleepy last night around 9 o'clock. It is perfectly okay, because you know why? Last night it was 10 o'clock in Delaware. You're still in Delaware time.
Listen, man, I was sleepy, and I'm a hold to that. I might move around a little bit today, but you know what the messed up part about it is, though? Is when we get done, the city has a little buzz to it. So, you know, you might go out and partake in a couple adult beverages. Then the first thing you know, if not one of them young cats, man, you're not staying up all night. I'm not booting and rally like I used to. Boot and rally.
Exactly. Now, listen, guys, on the referee thing, my thing is this, you know, if the Eagles play well and make it more than a two-score game, the referees won't be an issue. Now, I'm going to tell you a true story, Hugh. 2 years ago, I went to Arizona, okay? You guys saw me in McGirt's 2 weeks ago here in Royersford. I was the first one up to you.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, Charles. But listen, 2 years ago, I went to Arizona. I was on the Eagles travel package, and Eagles Hollis Thomas was on my airplane. So, you know, we was rocking and rolling, you know, had a great time out in Arizona. But when you have a bad call and you spend so much time and energy and you're there and Bradbury did, it was a pass interference, but it hurt at the time. And, you know, we got back on the plane, Hollis and everybody, we was on the plane was quiet coming home. And we got off the airport in Philly, man, me and Hollis went right to McDonald's, and we were still complaining about that call.
And I get it, Charles. I mean, I think we all in the moment. And, Charles, good phone call, man. Good hearing from you. No one liked the Bradbury call.
It was a fair call, man. And that's the thing that we have to realize is that, you know, it was a fair call. A lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people don't want to admit that.
You know, when you have a call that's 50-50 or 60-40, or even you might just say that's a holding no matter what. Elliott made a point, and a fair point earlier, or I think it was a caller, actually. They weren't calling that kind of play. They were letting the guys play in the secondary, so maybe they expect that. But you can't count on that, right? Like, if you commit a foul, you commit a foul.
And, you get a feel for what the refs are going to do or how they're going to call the game early in the game. But you don't tempt that all the time. You don't go to that well. Oh, they're not gonna call it that. They might not call it that time. Or you might get a warning. Sometimes you get a warning. It's like, hey, 5-3, keep doing that. We're gonna call it hands to the face. You need to watch that.
Yep.
You know, they let them play, but you can't keep going back there to that hoping that that's gonna be the outcome is gonna be in your favor. You can't do that, man.
Well, the other thing is, you know, the timing matters. And in that moment, I think we decided, well, the Eagles would have won the game if they didn't call that. It doesn't mean they would have won the game, right?
No.
Like, the Eagles let it go down and get a game-tying field goal and then probably go to overtime. Like, there's no guarantee. Now, unfortunately, when that flag hit the field and I looked at the clock and I looked at the timeouts,
everybody's like, oh, no.
Well, I realized, yeah, you realize the game's probably over. It was It was a crushing moment. There's no question. Let's go to Nowy in Bucks County. What's up, Nowy?
Yo, guys, thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thanks,
Thank
Nowy.
You
What's
Thank
up?
You for listening.
I'm just weighing in on the whole flag thing again. And, really no need to go to full conspiracy mode. But, I mean, the eye test does sort of seem to lean that way. But one of the problems with that, in my opinion, is sort of like these rules that leave gray area. And I just don't like all these late slides. And I don't know. I feel like there should be, I guess, you know, in some ways we don't need more rules in this game. But on the other hand, you know, it's not really fair that a defender doesn't know. Can they hit you or can't they hit you? So, I mean,
I think that's fair, Nowy. Like, yeah. That's not so much a Chiefs thing. That's a quarterback thing, and Mahomes is really good at taking advantage of it. Hugh, there has been some thought that maybe they should change the rule. It's swung too far to the quarterbacks. Like, if you're going to slide late, we're not going to hit, you know, we're not going to throw a flag anymore.
Yeah, but the quarterbacks are the ones that make the game go.
Yep.
Those are the ones that people, they want to keep them on the field. So, that's going to be tough, man. You got to be smart. The unfortunate thing about it, especially to me, is when he's trying to go out of bounds, and then he doesn't, and then gets those extra yards. There should be a penalty when he does stuff like that. Because as a defender, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to defend you from getting more yards. But if you're using that in a situation to try to dupe me, they should do something about that.
Is there any way, you know, like on the fair catch, you signal it? Is there any way to make a quarterback signal as they're running out of bounds? Out of bounds?
But see, normally, when a quarterback's going out of bounds, he goes out of bounds. But Patrick being a bigger quarterback and knowing that guys are pulling up, he takes advantage of that. Now, there should be a rule against that.
There was one when they played the Niners this year. He got like 20 extra yards. Like
he
was going to go out.
There should be a rule against
that. And the defender stopped, and he just kept going.
Definitely be a rule.
Yeah, I agree with that now. It's swung too far to where you don't even know what to do as a defender if the quarterback's about to slide. Like, do you hit him in case he doesn't, or do you just, like, stand there and let him keep running?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes, I mean, this might be going too far, but I almost feel like it should be a penalty to late slide. Like, maybe you can't slide unless like the next defender's 3 yards away from you. And if you do this late, because you're almost putting people in danger. Like those guys with the Texan games, they hit each other in the head, and they
when he hit Trevor Lawrence. You're going a million miles an hour, and then you got to make that decision to slide or not.
Yeah, that's not cool. Nobody can make that decision at a million miles an hour. Like, it's, I feel like. Like, yeah, like the sort of like the calling for a fair catch. I don't know. I'm not, you know, I don't have all the answers. But the other thing I want to say is that, you know, this is.
Now, man, we appreciate the phone call that we
now. Okay, we lost it.
Yeah, it's okay. 215-592-9494. That's a up in Radio Row down in New Orleans as we get set for Super Bowl 59. And I don't believe that the referees are going to favor the Chiefs or they're against the Eagles. I know a lot of people do. All right, so last night was media night here, opening night. Down in New Orleans. Let's hear from some of the guys last night talking, including some players here. Lane Johnson. Listen to Lane last night at media night.
I don't know. I think adversity brings people closer. We had some last season. So, I don't know. I just feel like we were all really close. I mean, we were close on that team too, but I feel like us just probably we interact maybe more with the defense than we did with that team. But with any team that I've been a part of, it's been really good. Usually really close on off the field, but, it's pretty similar.
Hugh, there is something, I think, to the experience level. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Elliot brought it up. It's like they just feel a little bit more locked in this time, maybe because they've done this as a group. A lot of these guys were here 2 years ago. It just feels like they are more prepared for this week than they were last time.
Well, they're probably more reflective because of what it took to get here, the fact that Coach Sirianni went berserk. He went berserk. Brought everyone together. I mean, you cannot make light of that situation, y'all. I know y'all laugh and giggle when I say, oh, he went berserk. He did. And this team came together. And they came together for the greater good. They protected their coach. Like I said to a man, I didn't hear anybody off the record say anything bad about Coach Sirianni. Didn't happen. As a matter of fact, they protected him. And they went out there and they played for him. So I think there's something to be said about his coaching style. It might not be the coaching style that you love, but it's the coaching style that we needed to get us where we are, and it worked.
Well, speaking of Coach Sirianni, how about this? This is a feather in Sirianni's cap. As you know, people say, what does he do? What's his role here? You know, obviously how he picks the players, and Stoutland coaches them up, and Moore coaches them up, and Fangio. Well, Jeff Stoutland giving a little shout-out to Nick Sirianni that he had the idea that maybe Mekhi Becton could be a good piece in this offensive line?
Coach Sirianni said to me, let's just try him out for a couple practices. Let's just see how he does. And I was like, cool, let's go. And I guess it was then that I saw the fluidity in his movement. One thing about Mekhi, I said, well, are you willing and give this a shot, a couple practices? He goes, sure. You mean I could get a chance to play guard? I said, yeah.
You know, that was one of the more underrated parts of how this team came together here. When they signed Mekhi Becton, I remember, I think it was like a one-year, $5 million deal, and we thought it was insurance at tackle, right? The backup tackle to Lane and Mata.
I played him at guard.
And then they put him at guard, and he was good.
I tell you what, man, and it was funny because, you know, he's a bigger guard. Like, normally you want shortier, squattier guards. He's not that. And he played extremely well at that position, played well with his leverage, didn't get in trouble too much during the course of the year. I mean, even though Jalen was sacked quite a bit, he was not bad at that guard spot.
I thought he was very good. And we'll see
for
what they,
a bigger guy.
We'll see what they do this offseason. I thought he was outstanding. How about Jeff Lurie here last night talking, the owner talking last night at media night?
I don't have a strong opinion about it because you're torn. I love outdoor football. I love it. You know, I love the cold games. I like the hot games. I like the snow games. On the other hand, does Philadelphia deserve to host the Super Bowl, NCAA Final Four, lots of great events. It's an incredible sports city. Does it deserve that? Yes. So you got to balance all those things.
So there's here. That was the quote from Lurie last night talking about what we asked Elliot about. It sounds to me like eventually they're going to have a stadium here with a retractable roof. It's coming.
Well, it's the way he presented
it.
I mean, it makes the transition a little smoother.
Well, you want a Super Bowl, don't you?
Yeah,
want a Final
Four? Because he's laying out all the key points that makes it beneficial to have a dome here, and he's done it in such a way that everybody's like, you know what?
It's not that bad.
Yeah. Because, I mean, when he laid it out for me last night, that's kind of how I was.
Oh, he won you over?
And then I was like, I was thinking.
We're going to lose the snow game.
No, but I was thinking, man, I ain't got to worry about no coach no more.
You know, it's not only about you staying comfortable.
I'm just saying, dog. I just thought about that. It just that was a feeling of relief.
So selfish.
I know.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm gonna do what's best for everybody. But
sure,
I'm just like it was just refreshing.
All about me, Douglas, over here.
To see that.
All right.
To feel that.
We'll get to one more cup. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Hugh, I wanted to make it a policy this week not to take any phone calls from Chiefs fans.
Yes.
But I guess we'll make an exception. We have Rasheed Wallace on the line with us.
Rasheed.
What's up, man?
Man, why are you bothering us with your chiefdom? What's going on, man?
Man, same, can't complain. You know, just sitting back, basking in his glory about this week, about the playoffs.
Hold up, dog. Listen, first of all, you were being disrespectful a couple weeks ago, rolling up on us with the Chiefs gear on. I mean, I know you're a fan, but damn, dog. By the way, the tailgate that you threw the last time you was at the game, that was really nice. But still, you're coming in being disrespectful. Ain't no, the Chiefs ain't playing, but you rolling up with Chiefs gear on. Man, what's wrong with you?
Well, you know, I got to support my team. I love my team, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, we didn't have a game that week. So I just wore my yellow jersey, you know, the practice jersey and stuff while we was practicing, waiting for everybody.
And hold up, it don't help the fact, Joe, that he's one of the biggest people in the world on the planet. And you can see him from a mile away with all that Chiefs gear on.
Was that really tall guy? Oh, that's got to be him.
That got to be Rasheed, man.
All right, so Rasheed, here's my question. Are you ready to take the L this weekend? This thing's over, right? Eagles are going to win this game.
Well, no, what's actually going to happen, I think I'm going to have security when I come back home because everybody's going to be so hot with me for beating y'all twice in a bowl. You know, everybody's going to want to fight me or some stuff, man. You know, I got to put my head on a swivel. You know what I mean?
I don't think nobody's going to fight you, man. But nobody's going to be mad at you because the Eagles are going to win this game, dog. I just feel it in my spirit. This is the Eagles'
Word.
Time, man. Did you see Jalen Hurts, how focused he was last night at media night?
Hey, I'll say this. Jalen Hurts, as I just told a good friend of mine, Charlie Mack, just got off the phone trolling and talking with him. Jalen Hurts, I like him. He's a good quarterback. He's, to me, in my opinion, even though – he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, in my opinion. Right now, again, stats might not have said that this year, but no, young bull good. I can't take that away from him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't sit up here and say he trash and this and that. I can't talk no junk about him. Only time I can talk junk about him is when he's playing my team. But no, young boy good though, man. Jalen Hurts is a good QB out here, and again, as I said, I think he's the top five quarterback out here.
All right, so Shea, give us a score prediction. What are you feeling for Sunday? Is this going to be close again? You thinking your team's going to win by a lot? Like we think the Eagles are going to win.
I think it's going to be a tight game, though. I think
really
it's going to be a tight game.
What score are you thinking?
Well, I'll say this: y'all better not hope it's a tight game, because as y'all seen over the last 2 years, we got what, like 18, 19 tight game wins. So
yeah,
if anything, y'all will hope that y'all blow us out, because if it's tight. No, we're going to win that for sure. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't think it's going to be a lot of points scored here. I think no one scores over 28, for real, in my opinion, because you got two stellar defenses here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the Eagles, they got a top-notch defense. You know, those guys, they're hyped, they're hungry. They've been playing, you know, running around like chickens with their heads cut off all year. And then my Chiefs, you know, we got a top-stellar defense as well because, as you just mentioned, the wins that we've had, the less than one touchdown wins that we've had throughout the last 2 years. So, you know, it's going to be a defensive game if you ask me. It might be boring. I don't think it's going to be too many high-flying plays, you know, like the 80-yard bombs or all of that. I don't think it's going to be too much of that. I think it's going to come down to a defensive game.
I don't see that either. I definitely don't see that.
Yeah, two great coordinators on that side, too. Rasheed, we appreciate you listening in and calling in. And I was going to wish you good luck, but I can't do that this week. So enjoy the game, Rasheed. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how about them Chiefs?
No. Hang up, Kyle. Get rid of them.
I appreciate you, brother. Calling in, man.
Rasheed Wallace, listen. He did show up at that pregame, and you're like,
yeah,
wait,
did,
is that Rasheed?
Like, how does that Rasheed Wallace?
Like, how many guys is that tall?
There.
It's got to be him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that he supports his team, but come on now. We can't have that. That's the rule. That's the last Chiefs caller we're taking the entire week.
That's it.
We made an exception because it's Rasheed Wallace, but we're done taking them. Who we got next? Mr. Sure Hands up next? Let's get Mr. Sure Hands up.
You, fellas.
Mr. Sure Hands, what's up?
All right, man. So listen, right? If you know Rasheed and you ever heard him talk, he know his team is getting blown up. And he told y'all how we going with it.
A blowout.
A blowout. We not going to let the game be close. We not worried about the refs. The refs don't matter. Roger Goodell could get out there and throw some flags if he want to. The Eagles is going to smash the Chiefs. QB1, four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns for QB1. I'll take that.
Passing, running, what are we talking about here?
And get three passing, one brotherly shove.
Well, that
two
sounds
for,
to me like MVP, Super
been
Bowl
a lot,
MVP.
Been a lot of crying about the brotherly shove the last couple days.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
They're going to cry about it a whole lot, too.
Yeah, they're going to be
as long as the play is legal, people got to get over it. I mean, it is what it is.
First downs and touchdowns. We're not worried about no refs. We focus. We're going to execute. And we're going to scout the Chiefs, man. We
scout,
bring the bowl home.
We can't say that on there, can we? Scout the Chiefs. That don't sound right. I don't think we can do that.
And I mean, Kyle's got to handle all of it. I'm not
okay, yeah.
I got to handle on it.
Okay, making sure, man. I'm just like, you know what I mean? I'm already down here reckless eyeball, and I ain't trying to.
I recommend we don't repeat it.
Yeah. By the way, if we lost you a few minutes ago, it was complete reckless
eyeball.
Oh,
you saw that.
Well, you looked at me like, "What's going on?" And I looked up and I realized what you were talking about without saying anything.
She don't work for us.
So Joe, right? You know, I said we might not score 50 this time.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna take that back.
Okay.
We gonna blow them out.
See, now we're talking. See. See, Mr. Sure Hands gets it.
Mr. Hands gets it.
That's the way we're going to do this. Mr. Sure Hands,
your favorite part of the team going to come up. Two turnovers.
Defense, which we know is not.
But like I said, at the end of the day, I will be justified because our $250 million quarterback is going to have to make a play.
This is what you call dying on a hill. The Eagles are in the Super Bowl with the number one ranked defense in the NFL. And he was like, I will be justified.
And it's going to come down to Jalen making a play. Yeah. And it's going to justify. Listen,
well,
man,
it might, but the defense also has to play well the whole game.
Sleep lovely at night with these fire takes that I have on a daily basis that help catapult us to the top seven spot in the nation, Joe. I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm unwavering. Now, I know my takes are awesome. Because if we moved, look how far we moved up. Look at us.
Well,
what we do.
It was a good take. We got a lot of mileage out of it. Now, I mean, you were dead wrong, but it's a good take.
Well, it was an awesome take.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It was an awesome take.
The one thing that I think everyone should know about WIP is it doesn't matter who's right or wrong.
No.
Because everyone's wrong half the time. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear from BG last night? We opened this segment by playing the cut from BG 7 years ago tonight. The sack, the strip sack of Tom Brady. BG last night, who's going to make that play this time?
When you guys won the Super Bowl, obviously you made the biggest play in the game. If you had to take a guess, out of all the guys you have on defense, who's going to make the biggest play in the game on Sunday? Who would you pick?
Well, I mean, I got to go with my guy Zach Bond because that boy up for DP of the year. So, hey, that boy, I expect him to go out and give me everything he got all the time because that's what he showed in practice. So he'll be the first guy that I think that'll make a big play.
So his choice there, Hugh, is Zach Bond. What do you think of that? So if I just say to you right now, Hugh, I'm gonna eliminate Bryce Huff. You're not allowed to pick him
because you knew I was
going. I know. If I say in the non Bryce Huff department,
okay.
If you had to say, if you had to pick right now, guess right now, who's gonna make the defensive play of the game to change the game?
I would probably go Zach Bond because all the intangibles that are going into this, coming back to the NO place he played for a while, probably coming full circle for him. Special team. He used to run down on this field as a special teams maven. Now he's coming in as a defensive player of the year candidate. How big is that, man? It's so many side stories on this team, origin stories, if you will, that you can point to and say, man, these are some really good feel-good stories. I'm going to stay away from the Bryce Huff one because that's probably the ultimate one. But I go with Zach Bond. I would even say – that Cooper DeJean
like
or Quinyon Mitchell might be a young man that gets. Quinyon, if you're playing, while you're playing, he might get two picks this game.
Well,
I don't. That'll be if he get two picks this game, that would be phenomenal.
Can you, give me a minute. I'm going to go check my app here.
The FanDuel.
Quinyon's MVP odds. Here's mine. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
CJG, yeah,
CJGJ has
don't
been
have a, problem with that
a big game player. He has been a guy that gets big picks in big moments, and I feel like he's going to have a moment on Sunday. Maybe it's a tip pass, and he's the one that corrals it for interception. That's my guy. Kyle, who are you thinking? Who's the BG of Super Bowl 59?
I'm going to go with mini BG as Brandon Graham passes off the baton
Nolan
to Mr. Nolan Smith. Yeah.
You said mini BG. That's pretty awesome.
You know, the Chiefs. You know, we're going to talk, obviously, Jalen Carter's a big part of this, a huge part. But as Ross mentioned to us when he was on, the strength of the Chiefs' O-line is the interior, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can
go
up against good guards and a good center. That might be the weakness point of the Chiefs' pass protection is the tackles.
Yeah.
That might be it, Nolan.
So he really has come on during the playoffs, and I think late in the season, he made that pretty much, I mean, I don't know if you can call it the game-sealing play, but the 4th-and-12 sack on Jaden Daniels that essentially ended any hope that the Commanders might have had left last time.
I tell you what, though. I feel like the strength of this defense has been the fact that, you know, a lot of times the quarterbacks can't step up in the pocket and they leave them flailing.
Yep.
If they block the center pretty good, then, you know, that feels like that might be some opportunities for Patrick Mahomes to make some plays in the passing game. So, yeah, they got to figure out a way to spring Jalen Carter, man, and get him that pressure up the middle that he's used to getting.
Yeah, they got to get there, and they got to finish when they get there.
Yeah,
he makes plays when he's pressured, and they'll somehow throw the ball if he's being tackled. You got to get him to the ground. 215-592-9494. Hit your phone calls to the side. Do you think the rest will be against the Eagles? And you can give us your BG of Super Bowl 59. Who's going to be the player on defense to make a huge play? BG said it's going to be Zach Bond. Plus, we'll hear from someone who was part of another dynasty and what he thinks about all this talk about the refs. That's next. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Zira, live today from Radio Row in New Orleans, Louisiana, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, let me tell you about this, what I got to tell you about. I'm going to tell you about some bets. The big game has arrived, and fans are excited to see we'll be hoisting the trophy in New Orleans.